Blog Talk Radio.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP. Let's go. We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere. Yes, all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Popping champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politics sticking with a model. Body looking like a bottle. Wow. Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? Yeah. I'ma play the full court press. She love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline, blames it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 heads up in the back of the VIP playing 2 head touch. Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come. Champagne, we copping Patron, taking shots of the zone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Man, drinking dark liquor tonight, all my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight, we get it right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up. Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up. Whoa. Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor. Yes. My future looking bright, taking off like NASA. Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash. I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Holding the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty gunning on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the thing. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing. Pop the bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, we copping Patron. Taking shots of the zone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight, and we get right. We gon' party till the lights come on.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have for the baby in the VIP. Let's go. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have for the baby in the VIP. Let's go.
All my men listeners out there that like to keep that clean shave look, check out the new skincare product for men on YouTube at Amen Aftershave. That's A-M-E-N Aftershave. Or follow them on Twitter right now at A-M-E-N Aftershave. There's nothing like a guy with clean, sexy skin.
Without the popo, they want our own house, so disrespectful.
it. Wanna run with him? Wait, him like serious. Ring me stiff like a paintbrush bristle. You use right brain to roll your intellect visual. You're miserable. I mean, come on, my swag is untransmittable. Trying to compete on me will make it very much more clinical.
All right, you guys. What's going on? This is your girl, India Morale. I'm here on the brunch. It is Sunday, 12:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Desmond here. We appreciate you guys tuning in with us. You was listening to the first song with an artist by the name of Low. He will be here with us on the Dollhouse Show on next Saturday, so make sure you guys tune into that. The second song is called, her name is High Riz, Get It Together. So we're definitely going to be playing a lot of indie artists. That's really what you're just going to hear on these shows, of all the Dollhouse shows. We have so many artists that are so super dope, super talented, that we don't need to play anything else. So we definitely are going to be introducing you guys to a lot of more new music. So shout out to our indie artists, which we're going to make that a mini topic here today. We have a topic, but we definitely want to talk about our mini topic too. The mini topic today is going to be racism. I mean, sorry, that's not it. Mini topic is the indie artists and how to perfect the game. I definitely want to give some tips and, you know, just kind of see what my co-hosts also think about that. Just like, you know, the indie artist today, you know, because the indie artist is so important because a lot of people, you know, you're not getting signed like you used to. So I definitely want to speak on that and just, you know, give tips of what I feel that, you know, what the indie artist, like if you are that independent artist out there, what you should do to perfect the game, what you can do to go a certain way of, you know, making your name and yourself and your brand more known out there in the world. So we also have a topic. We want to hit on the racism in America. I want to talk about that, too, because we never really touched on the Miss America situation. So I do want to kind of rewind, go back to that, and just kind of talk about that real quick, too. So I'm going to bring in my co-host, Martin C. Martin, you're here with me. Hi.
Hola.
Hola. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness. You sound so, I'm used to the super, hyped up India. What's going on? What's going on today, boo? What's going on?
No, on the brunch, I'm never like this. I'm always calm. It's earlier. You know, I'm not used to getting up at 12 o'clock. So,
I'm
a vampire.
I forget you are truly a vampire.
Right.
Vampire.
I don't get up until later. Right. So this is early for me.
Yeah, your actual
Sunday
brunch is
early.
Yeah, exactly. Your actual brunch is like, what, 3, 4 o'clock?
Yes. Brunch is like 12, 4. Well, on the Sunday, most people stay in, they relax. You sleep in a little later on Sunday, so I'm not used to getting up early on the Sunday. Now, during the week, it's a little different because for some reason I cannot sleep, like, real late on during the week because I feel like I have so much to do. So I definitely get up earlier during the week. But on my supposedly, you know, off day, I definitely don't like to get up early. So anyways, I'm here. And we love doing the show for you guys. So I'm up early. Martin's definitely up early. And, Martin, what time do you get up anyway on Sundays? Do you get up early?
Well, you know, see, Sunday is different because, and the fellas will agree with me on this. Because
it's football.
It's football season. So you can't be sleeping in. You'll miss the game. You know, the game started 1. So, you know, right after the show at 1, I'm going to be, like, rolling out to some sports bar, having some beers, some wings, and, you know, just enjoying, you know, football all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's why we changed the show time because we used to be on during the games and guys would basically be calling in. And they're watching the game and listening to the show. So we definitely wanted to work that out for you guys because we definitely appreciate you guys tuning into the show, even the times when the games were on. So I don't want Martin to miss any of his favorite teams. So we definitely made the show a little earlier. We're here now at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1. So we're off right in time for the games, guys. We will have some let's talk about sports today. Before the show is over, like about 10 minutes, Martin, if you would give a little update of what's going to be happening today, who's playing today. We kind of want to talk about this, so we want to add that in for the guys.
There are some, there's definitely some big games going on today. Definitely some big games going on.
Yeah, and you know I don't really talk. I don't really join the sports talk because people ask me not to. Yeah, they ask me not to join into the sports talk. Like, India, you do not know anything about sports. But I just want to let you guys know I do. I watch SportsCenter more.
She's been learning.
I'm learning.
She's been
I'm
trying.
In the process. Yeah, I'm trying. It's a process. So definitely shout out to all my guys today. I don't know the teams. What team is your favorite?
Wow.
But I do have two favorite teams. And people gave me shit for this because they're like, you can't have two teams. I do. I have.
She's a girl. They always can.
I like the Patriots and I like the Saints. Two different teams, but I definitely, I like both of those teams. So in case one of my teams go down, I have another at backup.
Wow.
So shout out
thing,
to the
and,
New England Patriots. Huh?
Oh, my goodness. And you know something, everybody? She's from Southern California. So she can't even be a San Diego Chargers or a L.A. Raiders or L.A. Rams.
No.
She is a Saints and a Patriots fan. Wow.
I love both of those teams. Yes. Just because you come from a city don't mean you have to go for the team. Like, some people in L.A. are not all Laker fans. So I don't know if people don't know that. But everybody in L.A. are not Laker fans, you know. So, you know, you have your favorite teams that you really follow, and sometimes they just so happen not to be in your city. So L.A. does not have a football team, but, of course, our closest football team right now is Frisco, the 49ers, and, of course, San Diego. But I'm not fans of either one, so, you know, it is what it is. But shout out to the Patriots and the Saints. I definitely love those two teams. I'm excited. Let me see. So let's get right into the topic because we don't have a whole lot of time here. We're only here an hour from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m., you guys. So put that on your calendars for every Sunday, the brunch. If you're just tuning in, I'm Indah Marau here with Martin C., my co-host. We have
everybody.
A mini topic. We're going to open up with the mini topic first. I want to talk about the indie artist. Martin, anything you can kind of mention just to start it off, to the independent artists, because independent artists are out there now. It's not like it was before where, you know, you had just major artists coming in or just new up-and-coming people trying to get signed, but the indie artist was always the one that was underground, and they kind of just struggled a lot just getting known or just being out there now.
Exactly.
You know, you have so many platforms to present your music. What would you say? What do you have to say about this topic?
I think that this is a great time for independent artists because, like you said, the venues that they have they have a plethora of it. It used to be back in the day, you know, you had the gateway to getting your music heard is you had to sell the tapes out of your trunk, you know, like Master P did with No Limit when he started off. You know, he's selling tapes out of his trunk, and you had to, you know, basically just hound program directors, you know, to get your music heard. But now that you have the internet, you have iTunes, you have all these different, you know, you have, what is that, SoundScan, you know, you have all these different ways, you know, you have Amazon, you have ways now that you can get your music out there. And, of course, independent, back in the day we used to call them underground artists. I mean, anybody from the old, not XXL magazine, but what was the big magazine, the one that Benzino started?
Source.
Yeah, the Source magazine. Anybody who was like an old-time reader of the Source magazine, they used to feature independent artists, and, you know, you'd have, you know, the four mics. You know, you had a scale of one to four mics. And then a lot of the big-time artists who got a lot of mics, they ended up being signed by the big-time record labels. But now you can be your own record label. You can put your music out there on the internet. You can put yourself on YouTube. That's how Justin Bieber was discovered. He was on YouTube just singing, and he got discovered. So a lot of the independent underground artists now, you have your platform so that you can actually get your music heard. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I mean, like I said, we had the independent artists on the Dollhouse last night, Griff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This brother's going to blow up.
Destiny Child of it.
I think he's
going to
blow. Shout out to Griff.
Yeah, shout out to Griff. He's definitely somebody that that's up and coming and talented. So we definitely want to, that's why I decided, because remember, we played a lot of major artists here too, which we will still continue to play certain people, like if it's somebody records that I know, and it just so happened to be major, we definitely will spin it. But we definitely want to focus on our independent artists because we have so many like Griff, and I think these people need to be heard, and this
exactly.
is their platform. So, and like you said, I think that it's the time. Like, what I don't like is when you have an independent artist that is super talented, and then you go to their Twitter, and they have, like, 300 followers. And I kind of feel like, you know, you're not utilizing what you have. There's so many platforms out there to promote yourself, and it's free. That's the key thing. It's free. You do not have to pay for it, but it takes time. And it takes effort, and you have to get on there. You have to communicate with these people. And this is something almost, it seems like a job, but if you really want your music out there, you need to get out there at the same time and communicate with other people. You have the ability to talk to not only people from America. You get to connect with people all over the freaking world. And I
exactly.
think that is something that is crazy. So to be an independent artist and miss out on these platforms is unacceptable. You know, it has to be done. You have
yeah,
to do it to let people know that
really.
You're there. Yes. Yes. What would you say to them, like, just like, you know, just being someone that's on the Dollhouse, being a co-host, seeing these people come through here, like, what would you say, what things would they do, like, to start off, like if you're somebody that's starting off and you're an independent artist, what are some of the first five things you need to do to promote yourself? Give some tips. This is for our, like, starting.
You know
artists.
Something? I think that, you know, promoting is extremely important.
Yes.
But you know something? The first thing you need to take care of is your product.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you've had some guys, you know, we've had some people on the Dollhouse before. They got 30,000 Twitter followers, and their music is garbage.
Uh-huh.
And these guys think they're superstars. It's like, no,
right.
don't bring jank. Make sure that your music is
right.
not janky. Make sure that you're taking care, that you're dropping, you know, professional tracks.
Yeah,
make sure
exactly.
that you take care of your art first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then once you take care of that, then the promotion part sounds. And that's where you pretty
right.
much, you got to get out there and you got to hit up all these Blog Talk Radio programs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shoot them your music. Hey, how about playing this?
Right.
You know, like you say, it really is your career. A lot of people say music business. People forget the second part is the business part. And that is
yeah,
your job.
Yeah, it is. That is.
You have to
it
get
is.
Out there,
it
and
is.
You have to hustle. You gotta,
right.
you know, you gotta get people to listen to your music,
right?
You know, and you gotta just get out there, and you got, hey, go to these clubs.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't gotta go to the club, you know, to drink and chase women. Go to your club
no.
and be like, hey, DJ,
the
how
network.
About playing this, man? This is hot,
that's right? Yeah.
Ying yeah. Yang Twins.
And I also mentioned something because, you know, back in the days, I said it last night that you had to spend money
to
had to spend
money.
A lot of money to really, if you were like a nobody up and coming, you had to spend some money to really get in, like, and just, like, have some type of presence. Nowadays,
right.
everything is free. You could go anywhere. It's so many music sites, artist sites that you can sign up to and put your music up there. That is a platform. Reverb Nation,
yes.
a lot of people, I heard people say, oh, that doesn't work. From my experience, it works. I've reached out, and so many people reached out to me from all over the world. Like, you have people on there all over the freaking world. And I get messages in my box, like, from people from other countries, like, India, let's do a song together. And, you know, of course, if I listen to their stuff, then I don't like it really, you know, I'm not going to get on a song with somebody wet. But at the same time, it's just you appreciate that, wow, these people, this person from, you know, Spain or wherever, listen to my stuff. are this. That's how the internet works, and you have to take advantage of that. I don't think a lot of independent artists take advantage of it. You have some who do, and I see them. They're on there every day because, see, what you have to understand, Twitter, Facebook, Reverb, all these sites, they're connected to your phone. So you don't have to stay on the computer anymore. You can actually be on your phone updating your stuff, putting your music up. You could do that from your phone. So you could be sitting there if you're at work, whatever. You got a break, do it.
Exactly.
You know, it's about hustling. It's about being persistent, because if you think something is going to come to you, it's definitely not going to come to you. You have to make time, and you have to make sure that it's something that you definitely want to do. You know, so you have to ask yourself, can you do this? You know, if this is something, because some people want the fame part of it. They want people to know them right away, but they don't want to put in the work. And you don't understand that it takes work to just be at stage one. You have
exactly.
to put in the work. Okay.
You look.
So,
yeah, you look at any.
Right.
You look at any of the people who are artists who have lasted a long time. Go
right.
back to their beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Beverly and Maze slept in Marvin Gaye's basement on his floor
right.
for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Prince opened for Rick James.
Right.
I mean, people just don't understand that a lot of these people, you just see them now, but you have to understand, they had to put in work.
Yeah.
They had to put in work.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
so
right.
don't think it comes easy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it does,
mm-hmm.
but not
always. That's like a once in a lifetime thing that
absolutely.
Somebody just has it super easy and they just get on. And you don't. And I said this before on Twitter. Don't wait for somebody to put you on. You get on yourself. So
there you
and I learned that. I learned that from a lot of people, like being around Snoop and just seeing how he move. And like if you went to a studio before, he would have a sign up. And it would say, don't talk about, like, something about, like, don't talk about the music. Like, you know, oh, you know, listen to my stuff and this and that. Because, you know, you get a lot of friends who come over and they want you to, you know, do this, do that. And you got to understand, just like him, he had to grind and figure out himself how to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And it's the same with you. I think that people respect you more when you figure it out and get on, at least so I know that you try. So then I'll come back and help you. I remember him saying to me, he said, hey, I mean, I've been around him like many a time. And one day he came up to me, he said, India, he was like, why you never told me you do music? And I was like, I don't know. He said, I've seen the VH1 thing. He said, I didn't know you did music. I've been around him millions of times in the studio. And not once I ever said, oh, yes, no, put me on this and that. Because I felt like, I wanted to do it myself. I didn't want to come to you and say, put me on. I want to put myself on, and I want to also wait until I feel like I'm ready to be put on, because I didn't think I was ready at that point anyway to be on a level to become to him. So I told him I didn't think I was ready, and I just want to do it myself first. He respected that, and I think that most indie artists, you guys have to do that. Do it yourself. Try to get on yourself. Make sure that, like Martin said, make sure that your craft is on point. Because if you go in there with a terrible mix, if you go in there, your vocals all over the place, it don't sound right, you recorded it down from your computer, it's not right. I mean, how can you expect anybody to take you serious? You have to make sure that your music is official and it sounds good. And that might take spending some money. Nowadays, everything costs way different, so it's so cheap that it's not going to cost you anything. But definitely you're going to have to invest into yourself to have a package, okay? So anything else you want to add, Martin?
Stay hungry.
Yes.
Stay hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a quote from Michael Jordan. He got cut from his freshman basketball team, and Michael Jordan carried that chip on his shoulder. Dude, 6 NBA titles, and he still practiced and played like he had that chip on his shoulder. You get that's what greatness comes from. You have to have that hunger. And
mm-hmm.
people who are not hungry, people who are not who think they've arrived.
Right.
Don't ever think you've arrived. Frank Sinatra lost his record deal.
Yeah.
So if the chairman of the board can lose his record deal, don't think you a superstar and you know, you're going to be on top forever.
Yeah, you're not.
His record deal.
Yeah, you got to stay. You got to grind even when I think one of my friends the other day was saying, you know, somebody kind of got discouraged from something that happened in a meeting. And I said, you know, to all my new artists, if you ever get meetings out there, you get, you know, if any producers come at you or the meeting don't go the way you want it to go, don't be discouraged by that. Because I'm telling you, a lot of no's is okay, because that's saying that at least I'm getting these meetings and at least I'm on the right track, because there's somebody out there who's not even getting what you're getting right now. So one day, if you stay persistent, one of those no's will turn into a yes. My first meeting was with Benny Medina ever. You know, I was 16 and a half, 17 years old when I had my first meeting with him. And he told, he listened to us sing, me and my group members, and he said no. He said no, they're not ready yet. And he told my manager to bring us back into the office, and like within like a few months, once he felt like we were ready, bring us back. And when we went back, actually the first label we went to after 6 months, we got signed. So I'm telling you, you know, a no can turn into a yes, so you have to stay persistent and you have to make sure that it is what you want to do, because if you get discouraged fast, this is definitely not the business for you, because somebody, if you're looking for a quick yes and everybody to fill your stuff, that's not going to happen. Everybody's not going to like what you do.
No.
But you have to believe in what you do and to stay persistent and be open to criticism, but at the same time, believe that you hot. Believe that record is hot. If you believe it, that's all that matters. You know, everybody's going to come and probably break it down and say this and that and that, but you have to stay on track and know that what you did, you still feel you did your best, and that's what it is. So that's my advice to the indie artist.
Yeah, be used to rejection, because you're going to get a lot of it. What was Madonna, her first record producer she met? Was this guy who was running this rap label called Def Jam. And he heard her stuff and basically told Madonna, you ain't for us.
Yeah. It's
now,
a mini
on,
major
course,
artist. Right.
Russell said, you know, Russell was like, man, that was one of the, he says that was one of the biggest mistakes I ever made, but he said she wasn't
but
for Def
Jam. But
it's
a lot of mistakes like that. It's been millions of artists. It's been lots of artists that got turned down that turned into major artists that are still selling records today. So that's another thing. Just because an A&R, our owner, a head label, a person ahead of the label is telling you that you're not good, don't mean that you're not good. You have to keep it moving, you know. So don't take that as, oh, I'm not good enough. Sometimes people are wrong. It's been many times where people were wrong and they come back and say, wow, I was wrong. You were that, you know. So you have to, you can't, that's why I say, you know, when you take, you got to be able to be open to the criticism, but at the same time, know and believe in your craft. Because if you don't believe in your craft, that's where it's going to end. Because you're going to start listening and let people get into your head. So you've got to make sure that just because somebody, even Russell Simmons, if somebody like that is saying, oh, it's not this and that, don't stop. Keep going. Because somebody else might get you. And I think that's the thing. Sometimes some people are so advanced in their music that people don't get them. And you might be playing it for the wrong person. Okay.
Yeah, Prince. A lot of people, when Prince came out, a lot of people they didn't get him.
Yeah, exactly.
Prince was so ahead of the game.
He was so ahead of the game.
A lot of people didn't get him. They did not get him.
Yeah. It's a lot of artists who are a little bit ahead of their time, and they kind of, you know, was missed because people didn't really get where they were coming from. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back with our second topic. I also want to open up the phone lines. If you guys want to call in, 646-595-4038. I'm in Dan Morrell. I'm here with my co-host, Martin C., right here on Brunch on Dahop Radio. Here's another indie artist you guys, I want to play for you guys. It's called, they're called the Spacesuit Junkies. Get It Slow, right here on Dahop Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh yeah. Hold up, let me get it started. Roll it up, get supersonic. Red cup filled up, I'm on it. Blue cup filled up, I'm on it. Yeah, we came to party. Me and my army. Them space suit junkies, man, them boys retarded. Get it in on the weekend, get it in on the weeknight. Y'all do it how they want, we do it how we like. So who's laughing now? They show my love, gas and pounds. Roll it up and then pass it round. We tow up, so call the cabs around. We anti for that gravity, floating on a different atmosphere. Pick the style, but don't touch my hat. Make a toast, but don't grab my beer. Plex boogie, baby, yeah, that's my ID. If you're looking for me, you can find me. Chilling with a party packed up, getting swole. Yeah, we got them drinks lined up in a row. Yeah, so don't it light some things up, make them glow. Don't ask me how I'm feeling, you should already know. Yeah, we get slow.
dollhouseradio@gmail.com. We will listen to it. We will get it on for you. Yeah. So, Mark, what did you think about that record? I like that record. That was
a
good record.
That's a nice little point. That's a party. That's a party record right there.
Yeah,
that's something you put on to get the ladies on the dance floor. You know, it's a nice upbeat party record. That's what it. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, definitely shout out to them. We definitely
got it. Yeah, that's what you want to play when you want to get the ladies out on the dance floor.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely play some more of that. We'll definitely have that in our player to keep that in your ears. If you know somebody that's super talented, make sure that they send us music. If you're one of our listeners and you're super talented, send in your music. We don't care. We definitely want to play the hottest of the hot, and definitely we want to make sure that it's independent because what we're trying to do with the show, with all the shows here at Dollhouse Radio, is really brand. We want to change the brand and make it where it's definitely independent artists all the way, where you guys are getting fresh new music, you're hearing new music, we're breaking new artists. That's something that we want to do here at the Dollhouse Radio. Did you get the Dollhouse magazine, the first one?
Yes. Who's that pretty chocolate young lady on the
cover? She's one of the Dollhouse, and she's one of Dollhouse talents. She's one of our girls, and Scylla's been around me for a long time, and she's somebody right now that's like one of my little proteges that we're grooming and getting her ready. She wants to do acting. She's really super talented.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is beautiful. She wants to model. She's from Africa, and super beautiful. Super beautiful. Shout out to Scylla. You guys don't hear more from her. We're going to have her on the show, on the Saturday show coming up soon. But that issue is coming out in October. Yes, Dollhouse Radio is doing a digital magazine to keep you guys in the know of everything that's going on here with the Dollhouse. So we decided to do a magazine The first issue comes out next month. The first cover is already ready. We're still working on the inside. So if you want to check that out, I'm going to post it again on my Twitter today so you guys can check that out. Follow me on Instagram. Before you follow me on Instagram, I just want to let people know I don't follow everybody due to the stalker, the person who was stealing my pictures, making fake accounts. So my account is private. So if you do follow me, hit me up on Twitter, @SexyIndia, and say, India, hey, I'm about to follow you on Instagram. Follow me back. So I know who it is. So I know exactly who you guys are, because I got like 600 requests waiting. And I'm like, I don't know some of these people. So you guys have to kind of let me know, because I'm really, really, really cautious right now of putting, because everything on my Instagram is all new pictures. It's like everyday pictures and stuff. So I don't want this stalker to have, you know, any of my new stuff. So make sure you hit me up. My Instagram is India Morale. So make sure you guys do follow me, but let me know once you do follow me. Anyways, we're going to talk about our second topic is racism in America. That topic right there explains itself. We don't have to explain it. It was an incident that happened the other day we really didn't touch on, was the Miss America thing, where India, she's from Brooklyn. She's Indian, American Indian. And she was Miss New York, and she won the other night for Miss America. And a lot of people made nasty comments after she won. And I was kind of confused because she is American. I mean, she is Indian, but she is American. So I was kind of confused of why so many people kind of went in so hard on her about her nationality won and her winning. I mean, do every Miss America, do she supposed to be white? I mean, do she supposed to be black? Why can't somebody else win? Why can't an Indian win? Why can't an Asian win? I just hate that. It kind of made me feel a certain way, and I hate that we want to think that in 2013 racism does not exist, but that is definitely a lie. What do you feel about what happened the other night?
You know something? I think even so much as is this racism, I think it's a lot of prejudice going on.
Uh-huh.
I think that, number one, the girl is fine. Oh, my goodness.
She is so hot. Yeah, shout out to
good gracious.
Shout
I'm like, I didn't care if she was Native American, if she had a dot in her forehead. I did not care. That girl is, I'm talking about booming body, pretty face, eyes, lips. The girl was, whew. She was hot. And my thing is this, I was kind of taken aback as well. I was shocked because nobody tripped off. You know, when Vanessa Williams won, you know, they only tripped off the fact that she had them pictures come out, but they didn't trip off her winning. They didn't trip off other people winning. You know, Debbie Turner. No. Shout out to my homegirl, Debbie Turner from St. Louis. Another, you know, Miss America. Chocolate sister, too. You know, so nobody tripped off that. So I was really taken aback. And I was just like, wow, really?
Yeah, she was getting so many, like, rude comments. Like, people were saying terrorists and all kind of – and I'm like, terrorists? What are you talking about? What terrorists? Like, I just didn't appreciate – I mean, and not only because I have American Indian. That had nothing to do with it. I still feel that it was really rude because this woman, once again, is born in the United States. So that makes her a legal resident, a legal American. So why was it an issue that she won? I don't get it.
My thing is this. When you have Tavis Smiley and Rush Limbaugh agreeing, you know something must be going on.
No.
Because even Rush Limbaugh, I heard he was like, what is going on with you people? She's a beautiful girl.
No,
she's a Native American.
She is.
So what?
Right.
You know, I just think that was just totally out of line. I think that there are a lot of mean people.
No, it was out of
people,
line. And if we want to do our research, not to throw anybody off or disrespect anybody, but if you go back into history, let's see who were some of the first people here. I would recall the American Indians. the Native Americans were here.
Yes.
So
last time I checked,
you know, before Christopher Columbus said he found America, America was already found. So last time I checked, she has a right to be here. And last time I checked, when you're born inside of a country, that makes you you are a citizen of that country.
Yes.
So
she's eligible
last
to be
time
president.
I checked, I thought she was a resident. She is official, you know. And it goes back to Obama. Remember when they made the big thing about his birth certificate? Where he was born? Was he born in Africa? Was he born in Hawaii? Like, I mean, it's just certain situations people really go hard on. And then certain people, they don't say anything. Did you ask and question that Bush was born in America? No, you never asked that question, right? But here comes
Obama. They went after the guy in Texas, the senator from Texas, Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Apparently his mother is American.
Yeah.
His father's Cuban. He was born in Canada.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, if you're born abroad from an American and your parent is an American citizen, guess
American.
What?
Yes.
You're still
you're
an American,
American
citizen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So leave the man alone.
Right. Right.
That's just crazy. Right. I think there's a lot of mean people. Because I just think that, and I also have to say this. People are a whole lot more sensitive than they used to be.
Right.
I don't know. I remember I don't know if that was you and I talking. Remember they had the skit on Saturday Night Live with Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor where they were basically throwing racial slurs at one another? You couldn't have that skit these days.
No.
And it was, and a lot of it, and they interviewed Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase. And even recently they interviewed Chevy Chase, and he said a lot of that was ad-libbed.
Yeah.
It was live and it was ad-libbed. It was improv.
Yes.
And when he said nigger, he was very hesitant to say it, but he could tell Richard wanted him to say that, and he said it.
Right.
And then that's what Richard said, dead honky. And that's when he was like, okay, you got the job. Dead honky. And I mean,
but
and when you got off the stage,
on some of
the
stuff back in the days, like the other TV shows, they would say, I mean, if you look at Sanford and Son, they were always racist to the white people.
Yes.
We had a lot of TV shows that weren't just, you know, black racist. It was white racist. It was black racism going on. So I just think we, in those times, you know, they were just getting over it. People laughed about it, and nobody really cared because we watched it and we didn't care. But you're
Archie
right.
Bunker,
I think people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker
was a racist.
And George Jefferson were the same
biggest
size
racist.
Different sides of the same coin. But you know something?
Yes.
You. There was a lovable quality
Archie
Bunker.
We still watched
because
it. I love Archie Bunker. I used to watch that show when I was
little. Because you understood Archie Bunker. You knew that Archie Bunker wasn't necessarily, he was a racist and he was prejudiced, but you understood where he was coming from. Remember the most iconic scene in that show's history, Sammy Davis Jr. kissing Archie Bunker and the look that Carol O'Connor had on his face. To be kissed by his black man. It was hilarious.
Yeah. No, but you know what? It goes to show you that it seems, I mean, you would think it would be a little sensitive then because in that time period, it was so sensitive at that point because they had just overcome so much. But it's weird that 2013, it's way, like, nobody wants to even talk about it. They want to make and make it up that it's all gone. It doesn't exist. Racism is just disappears, and we're all kumbaya, we get along, but that's not the truth. You know, it does exist.
Exactly.
And it is something that we should be able to talk about. And it's something that, you know, I just think that it needs to be a conversation still, you know. And when that happened the other day with Miss America, I really think it needs to be a conversation because I was really, and that's why I said last night, racism is not just black and white. Most people think when you think of racism, they're thinking of a white person disrespecting a black person. But that's not always the point. That's not always true. It can be any race, okay? And the other night with Miss America, that was just so happened she's Indian, American Indian, and you had a lot of people, not just white people, a lot of people, other people, everybody, disrespecting the fact that she won and she's Indian. And I didn't like that. You know, so it goes a lot of ways. It's not just black people and white people that are racist with each other. It's all races that need to stop it and get it together, you know, which is not going to happen for
black folks. We can be just as bad. We can absolutely be just as bad. Some of the most prejudiced people I know are black people, and I've been prejudiced for many times.
I don't exempt myself
from that. So
of course.
I just think, and it's sad because
it's something that's bought in the home when you're young. It's something that's taught in the home when you're young. That you, because if you do the research, any child that's like from the age of 1 year old, where to the age where they can just really comprehend, they don't know color. If you notice, they don't notice. Oh, she's white, she's black, she's Mexican. They don't know that. They just recognize it's another kid. And the reason why they begin to know color is because it's talked about in the
house.
So the kids hear it. Right. So, you know, it starts at home. It starts with you, the parents. So we need to rethink that. Stop saying certain things about other races in front of your kids, because your kids would turn out to be racist. So, you know, we can't do that. The conversation needs to start at home. At home. Be responsible. Be responsible in the conversation. That's my point I want to put out. I want to go to the phone lines. 347, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's good, Ange? How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Yo, what up? Martin, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Yeah, yo, listen, I'm going to say something. Martin, this is probably a little bit more familiar to you because recently, since I was on the topic of racism, you was talking about Miss America, right? And I didn't know she was from Brooklyn. You know, I'm pretty proud about that. But also, did you hear about what's going on with the Washington Redskins, Martin, about them trying to change the name?
Yeah, I've heard about that. They've also been talking about the Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Chiefs. You know something, I'm just the political correctness. It would be something if they were out there just being deleteriously against Native Americans and they were trying to embarrass them. But a lot of people are very proud of the Redskins. They're very proud of the Redskins. And to them, it's not anything where they're trying to be against. You know, they're trying to be against, you know, Native Americans. And I think
Are the Native Americans the ones that are pushing that? They don't like it?
Yeah, they don't like the name the Redskins.
The term Redskin is derogatory.
Well, I get what they're saying, but this is something that's been, these people have been a team for years. So, I mean, why now?
It's not a new issue. It actually has been on the table for a little while.
It's been on the table for a while. You know, you have a lot, and this is crazy, but the Green Bay Packers. There are a lot of people want to change the name of the Packers because they thought it sounded gay. I just think that people are too sensitive.
I think we need to not be sensitive. I'm half American Indian, and the Redskins, I get it, but, I mean, don't support their team then. I mean, it is what it
Thank
is.
Thank you.
You know?
I mean, you know something, I think that people just need to have a tougher skin. There are bigger battles, more battles to fight. Much more important battles to fight.
Definitely.
That's why I tell people all the time, you ain't got to fight the power on everything.
No, you can't. You can't fight
you
the power on everything.
Pick your battles. Pick your battles. And to me, I'd rather fight important battles.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this small stuff that really is not going to affect my life in any way. The name of a team is not going to affect my life in any way.
Right.
I appreciate you bringing that up, though, man. That's something very important to bring up.
Yeah. Well, I know you ain't got a lot of time, so thanks for letting me in. I know you got other calls.
Thank you for your support, man.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
All right.
I definitely think that, and you know what, I heard about that because I heard it on SportsCenter one day. They were talking about it, and I just think, I kind of thought about it, and I said, well, this has kind of been, this team has been forever. So, I mean, I understand that you guys said that it's been on the table for a while, and we just haven't heard about it, but I kind of think you're right. People need to have tougher skin and just go along with it. It's so many things out there that are disrespectful to blacks, but we can't go and protest everything. I mean, some things, you just be like, whatever. You can, you know what? I don't even want to bring attention to it. It is what it is. You know, you can't, as much as we want to change everybody, some people and some things you can't. I mean, some things, like you said, we can't fight the power on everything. You have to pick and choose the most important thing to you, and that's more what I'm concerned about. And I don't think the Redskins team is that, the name is that important to me to really go to war over the name, you know. But no disrespect to the natives, you know, because if they feel that way and they really in their hearts feel that that's disrespectful and they, you know, they don't feel like us, I really think that they should do that and keep pursuing it because, you know, everybody has a different opinion. So I respect it. Let's see. Last thoughts. We're going to do like a quick sports update real quick with Martin C coming up in like 3 minutes. Just a quick wrap up with the indie artist of the mini topic we had. We just want to really inspire all of our indie artists out there to take advantage of the platform that you guys are given with Twitter, Facebook,
exactly.
Reverb Nation, all these platforms that are free to you at your access, where you can access them any time of the day and promote your music without asking anyone. You know, you are your own program director. You play your music what you want, when you want. Reach out to these radio stations. Internet radio is booming. Like, these people are getting lots of listeners. So reach out to people like my show and other shows on Blog Talk. It's so many. And get your music heard because definitely, you know,
exactly.
You don't want to have product that just sit around and you're definitely a dope artist. So other than that, we're here every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go ahead, Martin, what's your update? 1 minute.
Yeah,
we got
2 minutes. We have some huge big games coming on today. You have the Falcons that are down in Miami. You got the Patriots who are playing the Buccaneers. You got the Rams playing Dallas in Dallas, and the big one also, the Colts and the 49ers. So we got some big games going on today.
Yeah.
Then of course the big Monday night Broncos and the Raiders.
Oh God. Yes.
The Raiders.
It's a lot of good games then today, right?
Yeah, some good games going on today. This has been a very good start to the football season so far.
Yeah.
So enjoy
mm-hmm.
the games today,
mm-hmm.
fellas and ladies.
So I guess you know, I don't know. What time is my team playing? I don't even know what time my team is playing.
Oh, my
Lord.
I believe that the Patriots will be, actually, it's the Buccaneers are playing in New England. That game is at 1 p.m. So that's starting
1 p.m.
in about
Oh, they're about to start right now.
Yep,
okay, so you guys, we got
to
go. We have 1 minute and 43
Lord.
Seconds. We definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in to The Brunch. We're here every Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys, if you didn't get to hear all the show, you can go back and replay the show and listen to our show. But we definitely want to stress to the independent artists out there, take advantage of the opportunity of all these free social networks out there and get your music heard. We
exactly.
love you, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Make sure you tune in tomorrow's show, the Truth Be Told show with Miss STL. They're on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Heather Hunter will be on the Wednesday show with Ivy Poison and Little Friday, so make sure you guys tune in to their show. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on right here on Dollhouse Radio. All right, we love you. See you guys. Bye.
All right, everybody. Have a good day.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already.
game. No one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round killers, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. While my hoes doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. Fuck them high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the dope drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we made. Gunshots in the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's toast to champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong and I'm just fighting to the light. My whole team winning. No vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them busters say I didn't. Let them talk about.
Supreme Ball.
And popping off in that 82. Honey, yeah, fuck your ass and more. We're the Betty Boo, blowing like Christina Aguilar. In that grass blue, as a motherfucking avatar. Word law, you niggas full of shit. Y'all ain't half as raw. Ride behind, prevent a bullet tent in the fastest car. Living like I'm in a movie flick. Bitch, you have a star. Tony Stack, you dumbing off your woman. I don't want a homie. Yo, relax, I'm too deep in the game. You should be ashamed, thinking that them niggas good enough to be off in my lane. The kid is the name of my whip, and my car is black. Might have a heart attack when you hear that lady talking back to
B100. I don't give a fuck how you feel. Pulling bitches with my knife, ride a grill. With my niggas, and we got some time to kill. Man, I'm finna slow it down, pop a seal.
So when you see your pill shine, bitch, tell me how you feel. Pulling bitches with my knife, ride a grill. Spending money, never time, how I live.
Hey, hold up, Slick. I am Tony Stacks, and you are tuned into the Dollhouse.
I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. There is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm the one and only dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. There is no other. I'm the one and only dominator. 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 There is no other.
Danger, danger, danger.